Hey, Penny Droppers, by listening to this episode, you will begin to do something that most hosts don't. Say that five times quickly. Most hosts don't. We're getting into the stuff that we need to think about after we host something, be it an event, an episode, a show, or even just a meeting. Because we tend to think that once the interview, show, event, or meeting is over, that the hosting is done. But just as there are jobs that we need to do before and during this thing that we're doing, there's also huge power in what happens after we host something. And now you're probably thinking, well, obviously, like we need to edit things, we need to publish things, we need to promote things, we need to, I don't know, unhook the microphone, clean up, write the minutes. And yet those jobs are important. But there are others much more significant. They are so significant, in fact, that when we do them well, they can become more memorable, more impactful, and more influential than the event or thing we were hosting itself. And look, you've seen this play out when big name hosts wrap up their stints on a particular show. So, for example, when Lee Sales announced that she was leaving 7:30 after 12 years as the host, she didn't just say goodbye and kind of go off into the sunset. You might remember that she delivered a 4.5 minute piece to camera, so looking straight down the barrel, shining the spotlight on her team, on the audience, on the guests, and importantly, some key highlights, reminding everyone how they'd all created something special together. Trevor Noah did exactly the same thing when he left The Daily Show, although I think his announcement was even longer. But the message was the same. He honoured everyone who'd been part of the big picture and he reflected on specific moments. And then there was Oprah. Wow. When she told people that she was going to wrap up the Oprah Winfrey Show, not only was that announcement monumental, but it was followed by an entire season dedicated to reflecting on the impact of the show on everyone involved. Now, we've seen this, right? We expect it. But what we as the audience don't see and what new hosts might not expect is that a version of this happens after every show, meeting, interview, episode, event, not just the last one. Plus, and this is really important, what we might not realize is it is these sharing moments often replace our memories of what actually happened at the event, in the interview, in the meeting, or during the show. And you don't need to be as famous as Lee, Trevor, and Oprah to do this. I think that we all need our own post-show sharing process, which is ongoing, which is intentional, and which builds the community that we're hosting. And it happens long after the public moment has ended. So when the show wraps up, I reckon there are three important shares that will influence the way people feel about your hosting. So the first one, give gratitude in public and in private. Because, yeah, public thanks are great and important, but the real connections often happen privately. And it might be a quick chat with a guest, a message to the team, or a simple "you nailed it" in the hallway. They all go a really long way. And for the audience, it might mean replying to a message on social media or including their feedback in the next episode or in the next meeting. Gratitude isn't just for show. You know, the research tells us that it strengthens relationships, it boosts morale, and it makes people feel valued. And it's those small moments that build connections and keep people engaged in the community that we're hosting. So give gratitude in public and in private. Number two, give feedback and be real and be specific. Because feedback is more than just a pat on the back. It's about satisfying this human need to know how we did. I mean, it was Oprah that famously said that no matter who her guest was, from presidents to everyday people, they all asked her the same thing. They all asked, "How did I do?" And it's not about ego. It's about our natural curiosity to know if we've made an impact. Everybody wants to know. So it's up to us as hosts to provide something meaningful. So it's not just a "you were great." It's about being specific. Tell them what worked, what resonated, what stood out. Maybe it was how they connected with the audience or made them laugh. Maybe it was about the clarity of their message. When we can give this specific feedback, it shows that we were really paying attention and it gives them something valuable to take away. And what you tell them is what they will then remember the whole thing felt like. And look, while you're at it, while you're doing this feedback, pay attention to what you're seeing and hearing too. So the way that your guest reacts, their level of comfort, and even their body language can give you kind of indirect feedback on how you made them feel during the event. And there's a lot to learn from that, which we'll talk about in the next couple of episodes. So two, give feedback, be real, be specific. Number three, shape the narrative. This is about the power of highlights, because we know that we need to pull something out of whatever it is we've just hosted and share it with other people. And we tend to think that's about getting eyes on the content, and we tend to overlook the deep integration that happens during the decision-making process of what to share. So when we're weighing up questions like, what stood out, what's going to resonate most with the audience, what will draw people in, what was really important for others to know, these aren't just surface-level decisions. They are crucial to how this thing that we've hosted will be remembered. So as we choose what to highlight and how to present it, we're not only distilling the entire process in our brains, but we are also refining and amplifying its key messages. So what that means is it's this process and these decisions that actually shape the narrative and can become more impactful, more influential, and more memorable than the actual event, podcast episode, or meeting itself. The way that we share these moments is going to have a huge influence on how the whole experience is remembered by our audience, by our guests, and by us as the hosts. So let's not underestimate the power of the highlights process. So, while the public side of hosting is what people see or hear, it's what happens after that really influences everybody's experience. So whether that's the quiet gratitude, the thoughtful feedback, or the narrative shaping, these three shares are what make our impact stick. Now, sharing's one bit. There are other things that we need to dive into, because there are also things that we need to ask, and there are also things that we need to reflect on after we've hosted, because hosting is just one part of the machine. It's all of the other bits and how we connect with everyone who played a role that makes the whole thing greater than the sum of its parts. Before I go, one more plug for my Hour of Power. If you want to know how to ask better questions, the first workshop is happening on the 9th of September, which is really only a week and a little bit away, but I don't know when you're listening to this, so it's a bit silly to say. But if you are listening at the end of August-ish, start of September-ish, 2004, then make sure you jump over to my website, pennyterry.com, and click on the Hour of Power series and get your tickets now. I'm going to take you through my question compass in this first hour session, which is all about how to guide an interview. It is probably one of the best things that I've designed, I reckon. Actually, you be the judge. I can't be the judge. You be the judge. But that also means to judge, you'll need to come to more than one of these hours of power. Anyway, maybe that's a good idea. I'm going. Okay, great to chat. I will talk to you next episode.